Big Bold Productions and Big Bold Theatre have existed for a while, but I think rested a little bit and coming back with a vengeance and in the planning at the moment. And James is on the line from Big Bold Productions. Hello, James.
Hello.
How are you? Apart from busy by the sound of things.
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's all go now. You know, we've been resting, as you said, for a couple of years now. I focused on my degree for about, well, it's now coming to the end of it now, and it's been about nearly 4 years now. So it's all go now. It's all now and come to the end. It's sort of all guns blazing, ready to go.
And what does that mean? You start with a blank sheet of paper and think, what would I like to do? How many people can I get together? How do I create my dream, really? Is that pretty much it?
Well, pretty much. I mean, it's I run a Big Bold Productions is a new company. I ran Big Bold Theatre since 2009, when I set it up as a small youth theatre in Dorking, in Surrey. And then I did my degree, and I just decided that, you know, I always wanted to start drama classes for children aged, you know, six and above, really, and do workshops. So I thought, why not create a company that can encompass everything, including the youth, arts, theatre company, and get it all going. With regards to the theatre company, it is like a blank sheet, really. I particularly wanted to focus on new writing. A lot of my colleagues at drama school are keen writers, and it's a very hard industry to get new work shown and get your work out there. So that's sort of one of the main aspects I wanted to focus on. That's one of the main things that we're trying to develop right now over the next couple of months.
And it's a labour of love, I suppose, but it's making it as enjoyable as possible, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I think anyone that's been to drama school will tell you that it's there's a lot of stress, a lot of long days, a lot of long hours, but it's all fun. It's all great fun. I don't think we'd be doing it if it wasn't fun. So that's, you know, there's a lot of work that has to go into it, especially when you're organising events and shows and drama classes and workshops as well are quite difficult, you know.
And there's only there are only so many hours in the day, only so many days in the week as well.
Exactly. And on top of that, everyone that works for us are working actors and industry professionals. So on top of organising stuff our end, we have to take into consideration that someone might be away doing a job for a couple of weeks next week or so on. So it is quite difficult to sort of balance everything out.
And this is all based now in a premises in London, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're based in South London.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to branch with the Big Bold Youth, which runs the drama classes and workshops. We're trying to sort of branch out as far as we can, really. And, you know, as you can imagine, at drama school, all my colleagues come from all over the country, so
yeah,
it's very useful to be able to sort of get contacts via that and you know, set up drama classes in old schools people have been to and things like that. So although we're based in London, we're sort of spreading out across surrounding areas, Surrey, Essex, all those areas. So, yeah.
And you have there is a big team of people behind you, and is it growing, or is it really that it's...
It's growing. I mean, it started with myself. When I started Big Bold Theatre, you know, 6 years ago, it was just me and a friend that I asked to write for me. And, you know, now I've got people working in the team for the different companies, but also I've got people sort of, you know, especially Twitter. I think Twitter and Facebook has become one of the most important, you know, social platforms in terms of advertising and getting people involved. You know, over the last few weeks, we've had lots of emails coming in saying, you know, I want to work with you and I want to be on the team, which is, you know, which is great, because it's finally sort of the work is, you know, is pulling off, and I hope that soon we'll be able to, you know, say we've got, you know, 10, 11, 12 branches of Big Bold Youth across the south. So yeah, no, it is growing. It's definitely growing.
And it's got to start from the top down. You're putting on productions then to get the youth involved and to see, well, from the top down, what can be done, I suppose, as well.
Exactly. And I think that's the good thing, is because we're the Big Bold Youth is linked to the theatre company, it means it's not sort of just, you know, one company saying we do drama classes and workshops. There's a link to the theatre company, which means we can get youth involved in productions and get people, you know, involved with backstage stuff, because obviously it's not just you know, the acting that's involved, it's the production of it and how it's managed, I think, is another important element to put into those youth classes and workshops.
Yeah. Well, look, what I'll do, I'll put a very quick track on, and then we'll come back, and if people want to find out more, we'll make sure they know how to do that. And and also, so we can keep up to date with what's going on in the next, well, year or two as well.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Great.
Thanks, James. We'll talk to you shortly. James is on the line from Big Bold Productions, and you're sounding busy at the moment, James. It's trying to trying to get everything in place. I mean, are there certain things you know are going on, or you can give us a few sort of hints at what may be happening in the next year or two?
Yes, well, I can. In fact, I think this will be the first time we've said any of this, but for Big Bold Theatre, I can say that next year, over the, you know, the rest of 2015 and beginning of 2016, we will be doing a new writing showcase in London, where we're going to be inviting people to submit their work, we'll pick six pieces and put on those 15-minute chunks at a theatre in London. And if one of those chunks is the favourite for the audience, then we will commission it into a full-length play to take to the Edinburgh Fringe of 2016.
Right.
So that's one of the many plans for the 2015 season.
So a lot of people get in touch, then you have to whittle it down to six, and then you get the ultimate winner as well.
Yeah, it's... yeah, it's quite a long process in terms of reading all the plays, as you can imagine. But you know, I've got my team to read through them all with me,
yeah.
And then we pick six of our, you know, shortlist, and then we let it. It's up to the public then to vote. So that's the biggest plan we've got so far for next year.
So anyone listening, I mean, how do they find out more? How do they find out how to get in touch and how to see the progress, really, of these plans?
Well, the easiest way, really, is to follow Big Bold Productions on Twitter, which is Big Bold Prod, PROD. I mean, from there you can see all our other Twitter accounts, Big Bold Theatre, Big Bold Youth. And you can also go to the website, which is bigboldproductions.co.uk, and on there you've got all the links to the company's websites.
Wow. Well, look, thanks very much for chatting to us. I'm sure we'll be talking soon as well, and get a few of your lot down here to Brentwood.
Great. Yeah. No, we will. We will. We'll bring Big Bold Youth to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Look forward to that. Thanks very much. Thanks, James.
Great. Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.